Hi, everybody. It's Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist, with your weekly podcast. This week, we're going to talk about practicing patience with grace. Sometimes it seems absolutely impossible to be patient, to just calmly wait for something to happen that we think will be the shining moment in our lives, or even just some event we are looking forward to, or that we think will bring us a sense of closure. Patience is a virtue, but it's a virtue that you already have within you, whether you know it or not. You might see yourself as impatient, that you lack that quality, but you can begin to realize and know more of what God made you to be and to express that patience, that natural patience you do have, to your own benefit. Let's talk a little bit about patience. It isn't about tolerating. It isn't about forcing yourself to get into some zone that you don't want and don't really feel. It really isn't about personality and circumstances at all. It's about trust and receptivity and humility. If you listen to me, you'll hear those words come forth a lot in what I talk about. Receptivity, humility, and trust. So essential. So it's about taking each moment as an opportunity playground rather than as a waiting room. Let's chat a little bit more about that. What are you hoping for and waiting to see? What would it be like when you got there? Isn't it simply a feeling of well-being that you get, that sense of achievement or peace or control or conclusiveness? Well, that feeling is already within you, not something that's on the outside. You don't require the event or object of your waiting to have that feeling. You already have access within you to peace, satisfaction, joy, well-being. You were made with it, and you have it. What would it be like to take that space of so-called waiting? I don't even like to use the word time, because that's where we get confused and burdened and pressured and limited. But so if we take that space of waiting to affirm the presence and make it be about finding and discovering and affirming the presence of those abundant qualities within us. So it's that space is about recognizing and getting to know more fully the fact that you are already what you aspire to be or to feel. And that means your joy and peace and satisfaction are never contingent on something happening. They are contingent on God. And God is already right where you are. And you already have the qualities, the feelings, the awareness that you think you are seeking. So it's starting from fullness and rejoicing in that. So while we may think there's still something to come in time, some event or whatever ahead of us, we can enjoy the space we have to be more aware of who we truly are and to enthusiastically enjoy knowing that. And then simply and comfortably walk forward into that ideal that we may have felt impatient to see or to feel or to know. We're really already there. And we all know that time as it seems to be, goes much faster when we're actively engaged in something than when we're simply waiting for something to happen to us, at us, for us. So we have an opportunity to accept that you're already whole and satisfied. We try that on. Try starting from that perspective. And that's strengthening and enlightening and healing thing to do. It makes that waiting time, so-called, one of progress, time well spent, because we come to know ourselves and our divine life even better. And it's one that's no longer reliant on conditions around us, but simply on God with us, in us, and for us. And God's powerful truth is always there. It's there for you. So take it. Another way to practice patience with grace is to practice gratitude. And this is kind of related to what I just shared. It's to see that your good isn't in that thing to come, but there is so much right now that you can appreciate consciously with focused realization, some action in this time. Our waiting time can be full of awareness, mindfulness, and the gratitude that comes of seeing what we have rather than taking it for granted or not fully appreciating. We're pausing and experiencing, recognizing what is with us. Another vital tool for graceful patience is to remember that the timing and the outcome, the expectation that we may have at this point is actually limiting. The final reward or whatever is not a static space and time that is the way it has to go. There's infinite opportunity in this moment for a more pleasing and right and invigorating outcome. So rather than sitting in impatience, sit in this moment with a readiness for surprise, a new insight, a new direction, a new perception of what is great, right, and ready for you to enjoy. And sometimes that patience that's thrown out there at an object comes forward right to where we are. We don't even need that patience anymore because the surprise in the moment is bigger and better than what we think we were waiting for in time. I also like to do this when I can see myself just anxiously in wait of the future or even for something to be over or for time to pass. I ask myself, what can I bring to this moment? What can I do and offer and give in this moment, right in this moment, that's productive or peace-bringing or good? There's a little example. I remember sitting in the dentist chair having two wisdom teeth pulled. Yeah, not a fun thing to think about, but I realized ahead of time that I was really just totally preoccupied with having it be over. You know, of course, that's natural. Who wouldn't? But I started thinking that there were other things I could be doing, consciously doing, while I was stuck there. I didn't have anesthesia, so I was conscious. What I could do is I could pray for myself and for the dentist. Always a good thing. But you know, I could do something even better that actually would take my mind off of me as well as the thing that I really wanted so badly to be over. I could take that dedicated time to pray for the world. So I just recently initiated a movement to dedicate 1 hour a day to praying for the world, starting from a standpoint of love and not anger or fear, and then just to see and to be love in that hour. So it's just something that came to me I wanted to do and wanted to share more broadly. So stuck in the chair at the dentist, well, what the heck? I mean, I could practice what I was preaching right then and there. I had this time, didn't have anything else to do. So that time in the dentist chair became active in prayer and conscious love. And it wasn't about waiting for something to be over. It was about engaging in an experience that would be uplifting for others and for me. And you know, it was. You might not believe me, but praying with love for the world while the dentist had his hands and instruments in my mouth was actually transcendently beautiful. I felt this love for the world and a great sense of care for me coming right back from the divine. It wasn't tolerance or trying to take my mind off the issue at hand. It was actively doing something that was meaningful and productive. And it was a blessing. Surgery was really quick. The dentist and his assistant actually commented how great a patient I was and how easy it all was. I actually told them what I was doing, or, you know, I tried to, still having my mouth full of gauze, but I told them what I was doing, and I sensed that they had been feeling that activity as well, supporting what they were doing. They felt something happening in the room. So that's another way to practice patience with grace. It's to choose to make the moment about something other than waiting and to be willing to be surprised by what unfolds. That's that receptivity we're talking about, that humility, being ready for something else to maybe unfold and reveal itself. You may even forget what it is you are actually waiting for. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up right there with those thoughts and say farewell for this week. You can patiently await for my next broadcast next week. And, you know, if you're interested in the prayer initiative that I'm talking about, the Prayer for the World I mentioned, you can check it out on Facebook at One World Watch. I actually might be inspired to devote a future podcast to it as well, so stay tuned for that. We'll see if I get that coming forth. I'll have more Divine Purpose Insights next week. Please subscribe on SoundCloud or iTunes. Comment on Facebook or email me at lauramolitor@gmail.com if you have comments or questions. Check out my website at beingfreenow.com. Also, right now, I'm offering a free gift if you email me. It's my 10 steps to defining and designing your life purpose and living it every day. Reach out to me if you'd like one-on-one divine purpose coaching. I'd love to talk to you about that. The world really needs you and all of us connected to our truest purpose. When we align with God's purpose for us, we'll shine ourselves and bring our light to others in impactful ways that are so needed. That's just the way God's law works. Thanks for listening. I will see you next week.